Vamos a ver.
So you sail from San Francisco to go to India?
Yes.
You went that way across the Pacific.
The passengers, that time it was the Japanese passengers. So the Maru, beautiful passenger boats. And that man, he gave me the expense from New York for the, what do they call them, that Broadway limit. From Pennsylvania people going to Chicago and from Chicago to get the San Francisco Liberty. Going to San Francisco. And from San Francisco to get the boat to going to India. And I went to Bombaya. Text me that time. From New York to San Francisco and to go to India, it takes me 18 days.
To go from New York to San Francisco or to go to New York to India?
To India. Because the train, the time, it takes 3 days to go down to San Francisco.
How long did it take you to go on the boat from San Francisco to India?
To India? The boat, it must take me, I think it's about, we stop in New Zealand, of course. We stop in Australia, Sydney, and Melbourne. Where I was playing there, too.
But you play there, too, huh?
Oh, yes. And in New Zealand, and Melbourne, and Sydney, Australia. And then we went to Singapore from there. We stay there overnight, I mean 2 days. And I played it. And from there, we went up to Malaya State, we went to Rangoon.
Where did you play in Singapore?
In Singapore?
Yeah. Well,
in Europa Cafe.
Europa Cafe, huh?
Europa Cafe.
Who owned the Europa Cafe?
Greek and the Englishman. Mm-hmm. That time, the Singapore was belonged to England.
Yeah. Do you remember what the Greek's name was?
The Greek name? They was calling Grammatikakis.
And the Englishman, do you remember what he was called? Do you remember what the Englishman's name was?
Huh?
The O'Anglos, Greek from
that. O'Anglos, they call him Duke.
Duke.
I don't know if it was the
Duke or what, yeah.
Duke, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. They was calling Duke nice fella, nice man. Oh, he was giving me his life for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And they want me to stay there, but I promised that I come back. Yeah. Well, I went back. But I went to India and I stayed 2 weeks. And these Maharajas, he was a Greek, but they born in India. His father and his grandfather, he was going there years and years before.
What was his name, you remember?
And they have a factories, cuttings, and rice. You know,
yes, sir.
They have millions of acres land. So this man pay all my expense, and $5,000 American money for 2 weeks.
What was the Greek's name? What was the man's name?
Krinos.
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 Do you remember his first name?
John. Now, from there,
yes, sir.
Nada Maharaja, in
Calcutta,
India.
Yes, sir.
They booked me. One millionaire, the other, they know each other.
Yeah.
And by telephone and by letter, they say, as soon as you get through with the George Katsaros, send him over. So I went from Bombay, I went to Calcutta, and I stayed there another 2 weeks. Another $5,000. And I was playing for him, and from thousands, his generals, his officers, you know, where they work in his factories. Like you play for the fort.
That's right.
For exactly, those Maharajas, Stavros, that time, they was, they have a million of the people that are working for them. And the land, they was belong to them.
That's right.
From the grandfather. All right. And they have so many wives that time. Beautiful, the most beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm. Now, the man in Calcutta, was he Greek too?
John Mondanos.
Mondanos?
Mondanos. He's from the island Syro. From the same state I'm from. You see?
Yeah. Now, was this all in 1919 or what year did you go on this trip? I'm sorry, I missed that.
It was between 1920, 21 and 22, I used to travel other countries.
Okay, you were in Calcutta, India. And where did you go after that?
I went to Cape Town, South Africa.
Cape Town, South Africa.
Then I was staying a month. Month, because money.
Sorry. We're in Cape Town now. Where did you play in Cape Town? Was there a Greek...
In Cape Town?
Yes, sir.
I play in Aphrodite. An Aphrodite cafe. It was 1921. Between 1921 and 22. And then, from the Cape Town, South Africa, I went to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
There I played for the Alexandria cafe.
You have a phenomenal memory.
Stavro, if you are a she, the Petuvinas, the beautiful women, the beautiful princess, I got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
More than very all these artists playing together, very show you newspapers for every country in the world.
Yeah, I'd like to see them. Mr. Katsaros, has anyone ever come to you and asked you about your life before? You think I'd
well, yes, the Greek country, the Greek government, they want my story
mm-hmm.
and to pay me. But to be honest with you, I lost all the money where I was making in the United States, I lost in Greece. They destroyed my home. They destroyed my mother. They destroyed my apartment. I have 12 units. And it makes me poor. All that money where I raised. No. And the money I have in the bank, I lost it. The country, I love my country. But the people, I don't care. I live in this country, I make my career in this country, the American, I love America, because I make myself here in this country. So why to go in this country? So, I play for her.
Oh, wow. It's a photograph of Mr. Katsaros here's dark hair guitars by Holland.
There's the Egyptian queen. I play for her.
Do you remember her name?
Yes.
What was her name? Tonamatis Timasati Itan?
Yeah.
Tonamatis Titan?
Yeah, Itan is still in Alexandria, so Cairo.
So Cairo, huh? What was her name?
Mary Shaidan, something like that.
Was she a Greek? Was she an Egyptian? What was she?
Well, I have not. Egypt, one time, years ago, he was the Cleopatra. You know Cleopatra?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got the story. Mm-hmm. There's another big artist. This is about Miss America. I play for her.
Mm-hmm.
Here, here's the name, my band's name. This is the 45 years old picture. I play in Washington for Roosevelt.
Uh-huh. When did you play for Roosevelt?
What year? 1945, they took me for the Greek, to represent the Greek country, you know.
And where was this at? Was this in Chicago? This photo?
Something like that.
Yeah, because on the back of the photo it says Kephisia Cafe, K-E-P-H-I-S-I-A, 520 South Halsey Street, Chicago. And the telephone number is HA19617. And the photo is by Peter Paul and Pop, P-O-P-P.
What should she hear?
Yes, sir.
All the big stars. All the big stars.
Who, okay, obviously this is you. Who's playing the violin in the band?
Yeah, she's the Stamelos.
Stamelos. Who's playing here on guitar?
And this is the Manny from Martinus. This is the new musician, you know, lately.
Yes, I understand.
The new musician.
Forget them.
So this one. I play for Mr. John Kennedy for his cabin in Boston.
Uh-huh.
Here's another movie star. Play for him.
What was her name?
This is Mary.
Mary who, sir?
Well, she... Oh, let's see here. She's the... yeah, lady that I played for.
Oh, this is great. What is this? This is December 15, 1963. It says Columbus, the magazine. And it's Columbus Magazine, Volume 12, Number 11, December 15, 1963. And editorial offices and advertising offices are at 16 East Broad Street. New York advertising offices, Peter Bulvis, the Prestige Group, 11800 Avenue of the Americas. And it's got a picture of Mr. Katsaroshi.
Stavros.
Yes, sir.
If I open my trunk and take all the things from Italy, from France, from every country in the world,
yes,
if I take the things, it takes you a week to go through.
Well, I would just like to see what you have in your envelope. No, I mean your bicycle, I thought.
Well, here you mean?
Yeah, I'd just like to see what you have here. Yeah, I know. I'd like to see the stuff you have in your trunk, but, you know, I know what they
have. I don't even remember myself things, but there's so many. But is anything is gonna, you wanna see those?
Yeah, could I just see what you have? There's an envelope here and there's just
I think this is that during the war where he was giving the government. I don't know if you can read here. I don't know what they say.
Marika i Katsaru.
We were working together. I think the time we were given.
It's in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Not Chicago, eh?
Yeah, this is the Atlantis. It's the Atlantis, January 21st, 1965, Thursdays, page 5. And it's a review of Marika Katsaru.
Man.
And the band, and it's talking about the.
Kibishka restaurant.
Yeah. Did she die in Chicago? Did Marika die?
Yeah.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
She buried at the Elmwood Cemetery. Yeah.
She died, yes.
Was she a niece?
Here, I want you to read that. I think the time they hold me up in a Boston.
Yeah, it's a caption of a photograph, and he's with the police. And it says, George Katsaros, 47, 100 Washington Street, Brighton.
Brighton. Was the best neighborhood in Boston. I used to meet him.
Nightclub singer tells police sergeant John S. Slattery, S-L-A-T-T-E-R-Y, Station 14, Brighton, right, who's shown in the right of the picture, how he was robbed at gunpoint by two men who armed in darkened first floor hallway of his apartment building early yesterday. They took an envelope containing $150 in cash from his inside coat pocket, escaping in a black car parked outside the building. What year was this?
And I have $2,000 in my pocket to pay for the musician, for my band.
Uh-huh.
And they know I got paid that night. And they come into the hotel where I live, that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they rob you? Or what did they do? Were they Greeks? Were they Americans?
No.
Bob Roberts.
Not Roberts, you know, American. So, man, he's growing a super close. Charles and Stella Cage. Where is that to be?
This is great. Who is this? Betty McHugh, 206 West 86. This dancer, was this a dancer from the theater that you were in? Or?
Yes. Yes. I cannot remember where we performed this. Where was it? In Egypt? I have so many in the trunk, you know, in a different cities, in Italy, as the Stella Cage, one of the nice looking stars. Stella Cage, you see her name here too.
Yeah, it says the Royal Supper Club, Grand River at 14th Street. Telephone is, TY48862, and then telephone at TY49111. The first Grecian tavern in America, opening Friday, June the 19th, 1964. Grecian entertainment, Bouzoukia, featuring Katsaros and Stella Kay. Marcos Wines, Liquors, Foods, Mezakia. Thursday through Tuesday, reservation suggested Friday, Saturday, Sunday, TY48862. This is like a 6x10 handbill flyer. It's black letters on, looks like rose pit colored paper. And Stella Kay is here.
What is in here, Stella? I don't remember.
This is another newspaper clipping. We're looking at clippings here. It says, Greek night of Acropolis Room, 331 South Falafox Street, F-A-L-A-F-O-X Street, celebrates first anniversary featuring Bouzoukia by George Katsaros and his band. Plenty of Greek hors d'oeuvres. Tickets available, George's Liquor Store number 1, Cervantes Street, or at the door. Exotic belly dancers, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., admission $2 per person, and I can't tell. It doesn't say in this clipping.
We have these newspapers here, some. Something here, but.
Okay. look at the tarpon springs. Read it.
Oh, you some master hotel. I used to play this in Key Biscayne, Miami.
Key Biscayne, yeah. So Nesta Beach Hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at these newspaper clippings and I'm trying to figure out everything here and I don't know anything.
I don't know where I found them. Do you read this? What you want?
Yeah, again, it's your being robbed. Singer Katsouros robbed of $150 in Brighton Hallway.
Oh.
A Boston nightclub entertainer and recording star was robbed of $150 by two men who surprised him as he entered the darkened hallway of his Brighton apartment building at 4:50 yesterday morning. George Katsouros of 100 Washington Street featured singer and guitarist at the Club Zara.
Come on, yeah. So Club Zara, Club Zara.
475 Tremont Street, South End, Boston, told police the money, all in small bills, was in an envelope in the inner pocket of his suit coat. The victim said he had entered the hallway and was about to open an inside door when confronted by the men, one of whom shoved a hard object against his stomach. Quote, "This is a stick-up, get your hands up," unquote, the pair growled. They then pushed Katsouros against the stairway as they went through his pockets. Well, if they went through your pockets, how come they didn't find the money in your pants pocket?
Because I put my hands out, and the money was in my coat pocket. And it goes all over here, what did they find in my pants?
Yeah.
They took it. But they didn't take that money.
Not from your coat pocket, I see.
See? And they caught him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they got him out there. Well, sometimes they're too much for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to open the trunk and bring you peppers for all over the world, for all over the world. From Italy, for France, Bordeaux, Cabri, Marseille. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Marseille, a lot of Greeks that time, a lot of Greeks. And Bordeaux and Cabri and Paris, you know. And I went to England, I went to London, I went to Liverpool, I went to Manchester.
Well, when you left Johannesburg, Africa, when you were playing at the Alexandria...
I come in and I went to Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa?
Addis Ababa, the capital of the Ethiopian. And stayed there a week and from there I went to Sudan.
Well, when you were in Addis Ababa, where did
you... And the Athens restaurant. And the Athens Cafe.
And there were a lot of Greeks there?
Yeah. Orthodox. Even the Ethiopians, the Orthodox. They loved the Greeks. So from there I went to Sudan.
Sudan, yeah.
Same thing. Oh, you are a the belly dancer there, son. The best in the world. That's the reason. I bring the fourth belly dancer I bring here in the United States. It was me. I bring him in Boston. Her name is Morocco. Little girl.
What was her name again?
Morocco.
Morocco was her name?
That's her name, Morocco.
And you brought her to South Boston?
Yeah, and we played together in a Zara club, which you see there in the newspaper. We played together.
What year was that?
And after that, I bring another dancer from Lebanon, Syria, mm-hmm. Batia.
Batia?
Batia. We play in a Zara club too. Those they let me, you know.
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm talking to you now. We opened the Zara 1958. Mm-hmm. We opened the Zara club in Boston. Mm-hmm. And they are working for good many years. And I played for all over the New England, you know, in every city, in every town, in every place. Yeah. But you want to see now, from Addis Abeba I went to Sudan, and from Sudan I come into Port Said.
Port Said?
Alexandria.
Where did you play when you were in Port Said?
In Port Said? In a Port Said cafe.
Who owned the Port Said cafe?
Spiros Trambas.
Trambas?
Trambas. He's from the island Syra. Syros. Syros.
What kind of music did you play when you were at the Port Said Cafe?
Well, Egyptian. I play Egyptian music. I play Armenian. I play Arabic. I play Greek. I play Spanish. Why? To get the name today, you got to produce to the people a star. You know what I mean? You got to be a nice voice for the people to give you, you know, to pay you, that means you make them feel, you know. And I play sad music, very sad music. If he was down there in the festival, to be honest with you, I don't have no help, but by myself. Mm-hmm. If I know that, I was going to fix a combo the way I want it. Yeah. Come for Will to rehearse with me. To back me up with my numbers, and I can perform. But that's all right. Next time.
Next time. That's right. Would you be willing to perform, like if they wanted you to come to White Springs up north at the Folklife Festival? Would you want to go there? Would that be all right with you? If they pay for expenses and you know.
Yeah, if they pay me, if they notify me ahead of a time.
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
I fix a nice combo and come over there with all my
strength. That's right.
In what town did you say?
White Springs. You know where you have that brochure? The brochure I left yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Le Mesequit, Queen, it's all done.
Queen, it's also state of Florida?
Yeah. In Condasso, Jacksonville.
Oh, Condasso, Jacksonville. They're going to have the same thing like they have here?
Yes.
All right. Stavro.
Yes, sir.
I go in any place in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my daughter.
A little eager.
Sophie. My sister's name. Sophie. Yes,
refrigerator
for Sophie,
I think.
If they notify me, I do that for you.
Well,
if they notify me, I can get three. Three is going to be enough.
Okay.
Campo, nice trio. And then you hear something. And then you hear Kacharos. Ella, Sophie. Excuse me, Salvador.
No, that's okay, no. It's just that, yes, you know, I don't want to interrupt in your work here.
Ella. They know it nothing else. She know it nothing else. Hot dog.
Hot dogs.
Oh, I got a plenty of boards here in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe a little cut of hot dogs would keep me good. How was Marika Katsaros related to you?
No, but she was working so long with me.
Uh-huh.
When I was married, but she get that name with the people. Well, Mary. Mary Katsaros. Mary Katsaros, you know. Come on, Marie, over here. All right, she's got to know.
Oh, Bird. It's about 2 feet
Steve,
long.
Yes, sir. You want a cold, nice, cold water, drink something?
No, I mean, if you're going to drink something, I'll drink with you. But otherwise, no, I'm fine.
You like to have the cranberry juice?
If you drink some, I'll drink some. Like I'm a pareja.
Something cold.
Thanks. Well, hasn't anybody ever come to talk to you besides the people from Greece? Can you ask me?
Mrs. Monahan. But, like I tell you, she was very late. All the women, they work in the name.
Με χορεύουνε, να, παρακαλώ. Το λέει αυτός, ο Δαμόπουλος λέει, θα στοιχίσω πολλά λεφτά. Θα στοιχίσουν όλα, θα κάνουμε λεφτά. Πρέπει να ψοδέψεις και να εισπράξεις. Να μην τσιγκούνεις αυτός, ο γέρος. Τέλος πάντων. Λέει, all right, λέει, start something to lay and you let me know. Πήρε ο κουνιάδος τώρα στην Ιόρκη, στα γραφεία από εδώ, το γύρω ψάχνε, έβρισκε. Η πρώτη που έφερε εκεί πέρα πάλι ήταν η Μάρθα Ρέι. Μάρθα Ρέι. Που πήρε το γρακό. Του Fonda Brothers. Ήταν δύο χωρετάδες. Πήρε αυτόν. Αλλά χωρίσαν. Η πρώτη που έφερε εκεί πέρα, έφερε κι άλλος. Έφερε τη Mary West. Mary West. Τι λέει. Και ήθελε να τον κάνει manager. Του λέει να έρθει μαζί μου στο Χαλιμού. Λέει αυτός τώρα ο Τέρης. Δεν μπορώ να αφήσω λέει τη δουλειά μου. Τώρα με το γέρο μου πέρα από τη γυναίκα μου. Και... δουλεύουμε λέει εδώ πέρα. Anytime you're ready, λέει, you call me up. Πηγαίνετε ένα ματελείο στην είχε. Ήταν να παίξει μια βδομάδα. Μια βδομάδα. Mary West ήθελε 3.500 δολάρι. Εκείνο το καιρό. Το λέει στο γραφείο που τηλεφώνησε του πανί τη Mary West λέει, θα έχετε success που πέρα. Ακούει το πράγμα στο αριθμό με το που του γύρω θα με σκοτώσει ο γύρω. Μόνο για αυτήν. Αμα οι άλλοι. Λέει, αυτός ο του είχε το γραφείο, λέει, I guarantee you, του λέει. If you don't make it, λέει, you see me. Θα μιλήσω εγώ του γύρω. Έρχεται στο γραφείο ο Λιψόν, του λέει, σκεφόμαστε να φέρουμε ένα μεγάλο, λέει, νούμερο εδώ πέρα, αλλά θέλει 3.500 τι είπε λέει, του λέει, 3.500 τη βδομάδα. Λέει, μου είπε ο άνθρωπος, εάν δεν διάσουμε τα λεφτά που τις δώσαμε, τη βδομάδα αυτή θα το αποσώσει αυτός. Λέει, μη σου κάνει καμιά κάτσι, όχι, του λέει, κάτσι κοινές δεν κάνουν αυτοί, γιατί ξέρουν, λέει. Τώρα στο κατάφερα από εδώ και ήρθε. Μέι Γουές ήρθε εκεί πέρα, πρώτη βδομάδα εκάθισε 7 βδομάδες. Είχε κάνει κοντράκι αλλού και τάσπαξε. Τάσπαξε ο αυτός. Της όλα είπε στον άρρωστη, δεν μπορεί σήμερα, θα έρθει από άλλες πολιτείες. Και έκανε 7 βδομάδες κάθισε εκεί πέρα μέσα. Mary West. Είχε 3 detectives και τη φιλούσανε. Ξέρει γιατί. Είχε πολλά διαμαντικά εδώ πέρα, τα δαχτυλίδα με διαμαντές. Και άμα έβγαινε στο States, ένας από εκεί, άλλος από κι άλλος στην πόρτα πάνω, μυστική. Όταν έβγαινε, όταν τελείωνε πηγαίνει κοντά της, πηγαίνει μέσα, τα έβγαινε, τα έβγαινε. Άμα τελείωσε, του λέει, Τέρι, θέλω να έρθεις μαζί μου για μένα, θα σε κάνω μένα κι εγώ, να μου κάνεις εσύ. Λέει, με, δεν μπορώ να σε κάνω. Τέλος πάντων. Anytime you're ready, you're home. Τέλος πάντων, δεν πήγε. Μετά έρχεται τώρα ο Τζιμ Κρούπερ στη γραμμή. Πάει στο γραφείο, δεν ξέρω πόσα λεφτά κάνανε. Ο γέρος τρελάθηκε από τα λεφτά. Του λέει, δεν στόχο, του λέει γέρο. Ποτέ. Ωραία, λέει, it's up to you, κάνω τι θες τώρα. Τώρα τα λεφτά έχουμε, λέει, έχουμε λεφτά τώρα, λέει, να πάρω τον μπλό. Έπα στο γραφείο, του λέει, ο second θα σου κάνω, λέει, το είναι ο, ο Τρόμερ, τόσο. Πού είπες τώρα, ο Τρόμερ, Τιν Κούπα. Αυτός έπαιζε με τον Μπένι Γκούτμαν. Και έκανε δική του, κατάλαβες. Και του λέει, έπαιζε με τον Μπένι Γκούτμαν και τώρα έκανε δική του ορχήστρα. Και θέλει, λέει, να βγει στο stage. Λοιπόν, λέει, στο να συνιστάμε, λέει, εμείς. Μεγάλο όνομα. Και είναι. Ωραία, λέει αυτός, το παίρνει λοιπόν. Κάθισε 5 εβδομάδες αυτός. Κάνε. Λοιπόν, προτού να τελειώσει ήταν Σαββάτο βράδυ. Τελειώνει. Λέει του Τέρι. Saturday night, λέει, τελειώνω από εδώ πέρα, λέει, and I want you to come with me. Λέει ο Τέρις, λέει, what do you mean come with you? We're gonna get drunk, λέει. Και λέει ο Τέρις, δεν του χαλάς το χατί. Δίπλα από εκεί πέρα το θέατρο ήταν μια μεγάλη μπάρα. Πέρα. Σε περιμένω, του λέει, θα τα κλείσεις μετά, πάτε τα λεφτά σου αυτό και θα έρθεις μέσα στην μπάρα. Θα σε περιμένω, του λέει. Πάει πάμε στην μπάρα και αρχινήσανε και πίνανε. Πάει και ο Μπόσος και τους έκανε παρέα που είχε το μέρος. Μέχρι τις 5 το πρωί, τάπα στο μεθύς. Και του λέει τώρα ο Κούπα, του λέει, you know why I brought a prophecy, του λέει Τέρι. Λέει, μέχρι να γίνουμε drunk. No, λέει, δεν σε έφερα γι' αυτό. I brought here to tell me the truth, λέει. And don't, να μην μου το κρύψεις. Αυτός τώρα, ο δικός μου, μου λέει, what is it, πες μου. Λέει, tell me the truth, λέει. How do you like my band? Τώρα, ο δικός μου, του λέει, you want me to tell you the truth? Yeah. He says, you stink. Λέει, put it there, του λέει. I know, λέει, that nobody had to guts to tell me, like, I know it. That's why I ask you. Like, you stink, like. Put it there, like. You my brother, like. You tell me that nobody had the guts to tell me. I know what I stink. Like, all right, like, fix your bed. Like, I know you got the goods, but you gotta get somebody into the goods. Like, try. Εν έφτιαξε το μπέντ για αυτό που είχε μεγάλος. Ποια. Τέρις. Τέρι Ρόβις. My wife's brother.
I'll give you, here, get his son's address in New York.
Must be mommy.
Yeah, I don't want to...
No, no.
Bother you.
No, no. You don't bother you until she comes 5 o'clock. Huh?
I've got plenty of time. Shut up. I'm going to run out of tapes. Yeah, huh? I just want to,
And then, before you, if you want to, you come again. I don't care.
Yeah,
I have nothing to do all day.
No, I would like to
5 o'clock when she comes and wait. And know sometime when we go out, family, you see the family.
Yes,
go to move somewhere. Yes, go to the kids. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, well, I have to start my...
I don't want to hear that. You see the record I gave you?
Yes.
This, you know it. When I made this record, and I told you this fucking bastard pulled me a trick, John Atlas, I got so mad, and I went on to the Greek news stores, and I took his records out. And I told my partner, if I catch you giving any record out, I'm going to fucking see that. After, you're right. Μου λέει, what are you going to do? Λέω, θα το αφήσω. Το αφήσω μέχρι που να πεθάνω. Τώρα αυτοί όλοι μέσα είναι πεθαμένοι. Σι, όλοι αυτοί σας. Δεν μπορώ να ξανακάνω τέτοιο ρεκόρ. Τώρα λέω, εάν βρεθεί κανένας, and he want to take a record, δεν θα ξανακάνω records. Tapes.
Yeah.
With a new year, if I don't find anybody who wants to take it over, I'm going to put this on the tapes. So, the whole thing that time cost me $4,000. Well, Joanna was paid close to $2,000. It took us to Oso Caras.
Yeah, Alberto.
Alberto, ¿sabes que es No, no sé si. Y de Cubas, o quinto, esta flauta. Déjeme de Colombia, contract as long as he lives. And they told him, any song you find, anything you make, belong to us, to your contract. Αλλά, αυτινού, ο ξάδερφος, ήταν της βασιλείας του κοριτσιού αυτού, ήταν άντρας της αυτής, ξάδερφος. Και πήγαινε τακτικά στο σπίτι και τρώγανε, ξάδερφοι όμως. Και άρχισε η βασιλεία και του λέει, για δύο τραγούδια για αυτό, και εκείνη, τα δύο έχει παίξει. The tragedy.
Was the first two on both sides?
That's right. Different songs. Και του λέει, σε παρακαλώ, λέει, έχουμε την Κολόμπια, κατάλαβες, contract. Έχουμε την Κολόμπια, contract, λέει. Ας μου να ρωτήσω, λέει. Πάει στην Κολόμπια και του λέει, έτσι και έτσι, λέει, έχουμε ξάδερφο, λέει, και λέει. Του λέει, του λένε, μπορεί να το παίξεις, άμα δεν βάλεις Κολόμπια πάνω, στο record. Βγες, λέει, πολύ να πας, λέει. Δεν σου κάνουμε τίποτα. Και άμα θέλουν, λέει αυτοί, λέει, άμα στο φέρουν εμάς, άμα θέλουν. Αλλά δύο τραγούδια, τέλος πάντων. Και έτσι ήρθε και έπαιξε αυτός. Αυτός πήρε 1200 για δύο τραμάχια. Γιατί έφερε από το Union Labs. Είχε όργανα, θα τα ακούσεις μας. Το χώρο είναι τα αστούρια και αυτά. $4,000.
And how many albums did you have then? Was it for 1,000? I mean, what just the studio cost itself, that wasn't the pressing?
No, the press was different. The
pressing was different. So it just cost you $4,000 to do just for the music?
Out of the studio. More or less. Of course, this live music is... After the play Mitchell, Liga Psychola and Joannakos, ένα Σαββάτο, αυτό είναι του Παντίνη. Αυτό είναι μακεδόνικο. Ένα Σαββάτο βράδυ. Οι Μακεδόνοι χορεύουν αυτό. Ο Ζώνικος Πολάτης είναι του Τσουανάκου. Καταραμένη θάλασσα του Τσουανάκου. Εκεί το δω είναι δικό μου, ρουμάνικο. Του το δω είναι. Αυτό είναι όλα δικά μου αυτά τα τέσσερα. Και του το δω είναι. Τραγουδά Βασιλεία. Μετά είναι χίλιες διευθύνων του Τσουανάκου. Θημαριώτικο είναι Κλαΐου, πες ο Κατίνης. Τι να σε κάνω αυτήν του Τζουανάκου. Τούτο αχ μελαχρονόμη η ψούπα η είναι τόσο χρονόχτη. Το Καναρίνι αυτό είναι δικό μου, χασάπικα.
Ναι. Αυτό τώρα το...
Αχ μελαχρονόμη.
Ναι. Πού έμεθες αυτό, στην Νέα Ιωάκη.
Που το έμεθα.
Ναι.
Όχι, το παίζαμε. Με όλοι οι musicians. Όταν παίζαμε σε χωροσπαιδίδες, σε βαπτίσεις, σε γάμους, θα τα ακούσεις, είναι very, very familiar. Αχ, μελαχρινόμου. Αλλά είναι τουρκικά μελωδία. Αυτό που σου είπε, ξέρω, δεν φτάνει.
Τα πήρα.
Ernie did the cover art, Ernie Chacones.
Ernie Chacones did the cover art. That's me. He worked with an advertising firm in New York. And my brother and I wrote the little...
Yeah, the section of the description.
Yeah.
And the cover. Gina Chacones here, the dancer. Okay, now she's in Hollywood as well, doing some choreography. You know, get a hold of her. Gus Chacones, like I said, is a producer in Hollywood. He's going to marry to Goldie Hawn. And his brother now lives in Connecticut, I believe, Ernie. So they've all got, even with the fur industry, their mother is a Comazi, Mitaratu.
Yeah, Comazi.
Yeah, with the fur industry in New York. And that, and she worked for years and years, all the Greeks and the Jews, you know, and all that in New York City. But the family's pretty much with him, because I'm sure
Gus still has a lot of the connection with the Greek community as far as the archives. He might help you there too.